now as you left this room, walking along this path, you can find that strong powers of concentration and physically when you are decisive and sincere. Whether you want to excel in your studies, pass a vital exam, or achieve something in your life, or play a game, this power of concentration becomes available to you now, and the subconscious gets this and will override the conscious mind, and the conscious mind and the subconscious can align for the same purpose. This kind of concentration is raised because of a need or a question. Raising it in a systematic way, bringing it to your power, and it grants you the skill to use it easily with no exertion when you need it. Real and excellent concentration is developed at a snail pace, they say, but you've already had this ability, so you do it naturally and you exercise it every day. It has to be approached in a reasonable and practical way and used and needs your undivided attention to your top priority task. Just as an athlete builds physical stamina by pushing past the point of exhaustion, you can build mental stamina by pushing past the point of frustration. Simply and easily you can and will. Just as a runner gets their second wind by not giving up when the body initially protests, you can get your second mind by not giving up when your willpower initially protests. Continue to concentrate when your brain is tired is the key to stretching your attention span and building your mental endurance, which you already have and begin to use naturally every day, switching it on and off simply and easily by asking yourself the right question, getting the right answers, allowing this absorb, taking yourself deeper and deeper and deeper more.